Welcome to the Kingdom Teaching of Pastor Betty Cade. We would like to thank you for your continued support and partnership with the Word of Faith Ambassadors Worship Center. We hope that you enjoy today's inspirational message from our leader.
If you get in a position that's not yours, you're coming out of there anyway. And then you go all over the world filling out job applications. You can't get any. Why? Because you tore somebody else down when you didn't have that to do. Leave the people's reputation alone. You know, when we go into jail, everybody in there, they all did something. So we can't go in there saying, well, what you did is not bad as what he did. Amen. We just go in there and treat them like the children of God that they are. They just made a bad choice. Again, who art thou that judges another man's servant? You know, if justice would plumb the line, all us would be behind the bars. Some of us just didn't get caught. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't never stole. Y'all have ever cheated on your test? Huh? Give me some real people. How many people have cheated on a test? You wrote the book on it. So if I have cheated on the test, how do I talk about somebody else? When all unrighteousness is sin. Let's go to the next one. My time is running. Lewdness and adultery are forms of sexual greed. You got a wife or a husband. You're not satisfied. You heard that there is some excitement in getting another man's wife or another woman's husband. The thought didn't just come to you. You've been doing it all the time. You had a lust for it all the time. That's greed. Wanting something you cannot have. Wanting something that does not belong to you. Lord Jesus, help us tonight. Then arrogance. Deceit. Evil thoughts and murder amount to greed for power and vengeance. Some of you in here said, like I said one time, I'm going to get them if that's the last thing I do. I got to have this vengeance. Oh, she's not going to get away with that this time. He's not going to get away with that this time. So you plan your vengeance attack. God's sitting right there watching you. But you know why God don't do anything to you? Because his words say, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. See, you have a party when you're doing that stuff. But when it's payback time, that when you worry, me and Bishop, it's payback time. We've had to tell some people, just get them out of the office and, you know, accept your payback. I don't have any soothing words for you. Amen. You're not going to put me in to be a part of your problem. And some people think we're real stupid. Sometimes. When you see Bishop being quiet, he has sized you up from top to bottom. Inside out. Don't ever come through those doors thinking you go fool Bishop. Amen. So stop fooling yourself. You got to tell yourself payback time. It's coming. is coming at an inconvenient time to you. Yeah, and then you're going to end up in a real crisis. But you're not going scot-free. That's why I'm very careful before I say something. Amen. So when you find out that that's the way somebody sees you, then at least you need to pay some attention to it. Why would they lie to you? And God knows Skeeter not going to lie to me. Amen. And vice versa, I'm not going to lie to her either. Amen. Because it takes some help to get us where we need to go. A person is not your friend if they allow you to do all this stupid stuff and you don't confront them. And you say, well, it's not my fault. You are your brother's keeper. How you get on? It's not my problem. Do you not know if one member in this body suffer, we all suffer? That's what the words say. So why would you continue to let me be stuck on stupid and don't say nothing? If they're in the body, if they love you, if they want wholeness in the body, God will show them how to go to you. Don't allow people to stay stuck on stupid. They think they're right. And you're just like them when you think you're right. So we need to help. The Bible says we are helpers, one or the other. So you would rather come to church religiously and say, well, I don't have a problem. Well, the word say a little leaven, leaven the whole lump. So if the prophet got a problem, we all got a problem. We just say, private, come clean now so we can get out of this. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Right. Amen. It's a crisis. You wondering, Lord, we supposed to be right here by now. Why aren't we here? Dead weight. But they're in your body. So if they're in your body, you're responsible for them. Don't look at me like that. You are responsible for them. Amen. Now this is how he finishes up tonight, because y'all can't take no more. And when he had called the people unto him, amen. And when he had called the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man. Everybody say without a man. That entering into him can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. He said, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples, I love the disciples because they ask questions. His disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he said unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entered into the man, it cannot defile him? Because it entered not into his what? Heart, but into his what? Belly. Everybody say it's a heart issue. It's a heart, it's not a belly issue. It's a heart issue. And it goes into the draught. Everything you eat on the inside of you goes out of you. Purging all the meat. Amen. But what's in your heart is what destroys most people. It's not going anywhere until you repent. Amen. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. Why? Because out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaketh. Amen. Some of us can't even say good morning in a natural, calm, lovely voice. Come on. And some of us don't even say good morning. Oh, Lord, I'm talking to Betty. For from within, out of what? The heart of men, verse 21. So y'all won't say I said it. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed what? We just finished talking about it. Evil thoughts. Adulteries. You don't just happen to end up in adultery. You done thought about that thing. Amen. Fornications. Murderers. Thefts. Covetousness. Wickedness. Deceit. Lasciviousness. An evil eye. Blasphemy. Pride. Foolishness. All these evil things, help me out, come from, last verse, all these evil things come from where? Within and defile the man. Now you read for yourself. I tell you what, I challenge you. I dare you to get the Message Bible and read it from the Message Bible. Amen. You go back to the altar and say, I need to be saved. Amen. We were reading Mark 7, 14 through what? 23. Read it again. So I came all the way here tonight to tell you, watch your heart. Watch your heart. All of this that we're doing is about your heart. Everything that you're doing, it's a heart issue. Because from the heart flows all of these evil things and your good things. So you're going to have to watch your heart. Tell your neighbor, watch your heart. Amen. That's what he says, guard your heart with all diligence. For out of it are issues of life. Amen. So some advice. Do not take the same path yourself that parable just described. I got this and I got that. And I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Let me tell y'all something. If you die today, somebody will replace you today. Amen. None of us in here are indispensable. Amen. So don't feel like you all that. I've heard some people say, well, if it wasn't for me, you know, the service wouldn't have been like it was. And I was sitting by Skeeter. I say, die and you see. Amen. Amen. Many churches have gone on without pastors. Many choirs have gone on without musicians. Amen. Many churches don't even have a board. But they're operating. Some churches don't even have ushers. So nobody can think that I am indispensable. That issue came out of your heart. That thought came out of your heart. What we ought to say is, hey, we're all one body in Christ. If I don't show up at church, then we're not going to get 100% manifestation. Amen. That's how we ought to be thinking. We need to know who's having a problem in the body. We want to get that fixed. Ooh, Lord. Do not let your own financial, this is for everybody, uncertainty make you do something rash and foolish. And I've said this to y'all over and over and over. It's all right to say, I don't have it right now.
Thank you again for listening to today's message. For more information concerning Word of Faith AWC, you may contact us via phone at area code 601-445-9049. Log on to our website at wordoffaithambassadors.org. Find us on Facebook and Twitter using hashtag Word of Faith AWC. People of God, be blessed.